Hey, welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm your host, Rod, and I'm joined by my co-host,
Karen.
And we are ready to do some podcasting with your favorite podcasters, our favorite podcasters. Mm-hmm. We're talking about all the stuff that happened on the show.
Please.
Actually, literally this week.
We did shows this week.
That's how fucking fast it is. You'll never guess who it is for the 200th consecutive time. Ethan Emda.
Hey, oh God!
I'm telling you what, it's like it's the first time. I'm not lying. It's exciting every time.
Oh my! I would like to thank butter. just in general, whatever kind you buy is the kind you're using. Good on you, buttering the way to go.
I think with 237 episodes, that 237 being today, I say we keep it going. You know, why change up a formula that's working this well?
We are right here. I was going to say, let's keep going. Are we in agreement? Oh, my.
Yeah.
Best day.
Honestly, we could do 238. I don't even give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. It's that good.
Holy shit.
Picture I had to tell Kyle, like, let me tell you what happened last week at my job. She's like, why? Like, I don't know. We weren't chosen this week. But thank God we can talk about it.
Last week on Keeping the Girl with some other people.
Right.
All right. Let's get serious, everybody.
Yeah.
It's been a week.
Too much.
Feels like we were just here, honestly. Through the magic of podcasting. We had a lot of episodes, but we can't talk without starting with our sponsor.
Yes.
And our sponsor is the same sponsor from a few days ago, because like I really didn't have time to come up with a new one. Yes. Today's episode is brought to you by Loud as Fuck Always Dull Knives.
Loud as Fuck Always Dull Knives.
Has this ever happened to you?
What was it? What's the other company I've heard of? It is.
I don't like to mention our competitor.
Right.
You know.
Well, Keith, you're going to be that kind of guest. We're not going to be invited.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You know. But I know
they have
you
chocolate
know
covered bananas.
Think the Ninja Nine people get enough. They get enough, guys.
Okay, right.
We all know them. But Loud as Fuck Always Dull Knives is trying to make a loud entry into your kitchen. That's right. Last time I talked about how it's so hard to cut with these knives. But I almost forgot to mention, they're also loud as fuck.
Right.
Are you ever like chopping something in the kitchen? Maybe you're cooking like lunch or something for your significant other. But like they can't hear it, so they don't know how much you love them and how much work you're putting in that kitchen.
And then
to
you
get them
start
that food.
Sighing, like to make the right.
Right. Now you said now you're annoying, right? You doth protest too much. But what if they could hear every fucking slice like a hammer coming down on a loud ass cutting board in the middle of the kitchen, making things shake because you just that's how hard you have to chop. Whatever it is you're chopping.
Right.
And so every time you chop up some broccoli or steak or whatever, they're just bam, 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 bam. And they go, oh my God, they must love me so much.
Is that Emeril Lagasse in there? Bam, bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam. That's where he got it from, probably. He probably used loud as fuck. Nah, just don't.
I like you legally know. You got in there, probably. Thank you.
Yeah, just don't, you know, don't ask him.
Possibility.
But he might have came up with that, you know. That's our slogan now. Bam, bam, bam. Loud as fuck. Always dull knives. Get these knives before they're sold out, and you'll get a bonus DVD for anybody that still owns a DVD player.
Right.
Got it work out with Billy Blanks.
Oh, you have one?
Take our heavy, loud as fuck. Always dull knives, and he gives you a recipe, but by the time you're done with it, you'll be so diesel. You'll have guns for arms because that's how hard it is just to cut like anything.
Oh, he just tells you what to cook. The toughest guy in gymnastics, or you know what I'm saying? This guy's bad news. He'll just have you cut things and you get the same workout.
There you go. Same workout as Billy Blanks. Same guy that brought you Tabo. And it still comes with our guarantee. These knives won't cut anything. You can try murdering a small child.
Good luck.
I promise you.
You could use it on people.
Legally, you can't go to prison for using these as a weapon. Because no one's going to believe that this knife would have cut anybody.
The lawyers are like, we were hoping it got to this point. Your Honor, bring out the knives.
Go to loudestfuckalwaysdullknives.edu. Tell them Last Week sent you.
Is it true it's spelled knives without a K? Because legally they can't?
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. It's like wings that are sold in microwavable bags and you have to spell it with a Z.
Right.
So there's no K and a Z on the end.
You have to lie about the word wings because there's no chicken.
Well, you know what's interesting is you bought knives and you came back with guns.
That's right. Let's go.
Go to the gun show.
Speaking of the gun show.
Yes. Uh-oh. It's time to see if you're alive today. The following people aren't. Life closings today go to Johnny Randall of Wisconsin, Susie Smith of New Hampshire.
Oh, man.
Life closings.
Gotta do some minimum rage, everybody. Now, last time, I believe we talked about a 12-year-old who murdered somebody at a Sonics.
Yeah. Gangster.
Now, I'm not even going to cover the 14-year-old who murdered somebody at a different restaurant in Chicago.
We'll just assume, yeah.
Let's talk about good old-fashioned D-rugs, everybody. I'm talking about drugs, my friends.
Mm-hmm. I figured that one out.
I didn't.
A little slang on the streets. Now that I do marijuana, I speak in code.
I actually was afraid I was going to get caught in a D's nuts, and I zoned out. I'm like, I don't want to hear nothing else.
A customer finds drugs inside a fast food order.
Okay.
So a man is in custody after the Skyatook police said that he distributed.
Skyatook.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. Same thing. He distributed meth through the drive-through window at a fast food restaurant.
What? Wait, mm-hmm. Did somebody snitch?
It was a Carl's Jr.
Of course.
A man ordered some regular food and got a side of meth.
Next time, by the way, next time, let's do like guess the race. Let's do guess the store. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
The restaurant.
No, it's not a restaurant. Guess the store. That's why they call themselves store number this. They don't call themselves restaurant number this.
True. I mean, this does feel a little Carl's Jr.-y, you know? I would have also guessed Arby's, you know? Like Arby's is up there.
I don't know how they steal a business.
I really think I would have got Checkers or Carl's Jr. I mean, we'll never know.
Yeah, we'll know next time.
We'll know next time if I'm full of shit.
A Rally's.
If I'm full of Arby's.
So the man was on a video call with his girlfriend when he sat down to eat.
Okay.
And he opens up the bag, found some meth.
The guy's like, why are you taking it? Did he take it to go? Because he probably ate it in the restaurant. It's like, motherfucker, these are to-go orders. You dumb fuck. What the fuck? I'll take another burger. This was great. No, get the fuck out.
Would you guys know what was meth just by opening your lunchbox?
I would know. No. I got drugs. Drugs?
But meth?
I think I guessed meth only because I watched enough Breaking Bad, you know?
And because you were at Carl's Jr.?
Well, obviously, yeah, obviously.
Are you thinking it's a new sea salt? And
No. I'm thinking like, how do you know it's not heroin, cocaine? Like, aren't they all powders?
These are more crystals than powders.
Yeah, they come in crystals. That's why they call it crystal meth. But I thought, so they really look like crystals.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Breaking Bad? I'm not saying, have you read Wikipedia? Have you heard about DNA?
I did.
You know about science?
It looks like glass, right? But I thought by the time people got it, it was like way shattered glass, like glass that you can sniff. I don't know why I never put that together, that it was glass. I never saw them handing glass to anyone.
I know nothing about the drugs. So.
Yeah, I think it looks like crystals to me, like really big salt crystals.
By the way, not only did I watch Breaking Bad, I watched the Better Call Saul. And I watched the movie that came after it all in order, not of it coming out, but in order of it supposedly happening. So I watched Better Call Saul first. Okay. Then I watched Breaking Bad, and then I saw the movie. Now I think I have to watch Better Call Saul because it's available again, right?
It is available again.
Craig just got into it. Maybe it's brand new. Maybe there's a new episode. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I think there's like a new season or like a whole new story that's...
Oh, you mean like you're watching it through Netflix or something and they just released the final season on Netflix or something?
Yeah.
Because like the last season was, I want to say, earlier this year.
Yeah, so they probably...
So maybe it's just now coming to streaming services. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought I saw all of it. See, I'm confused if there's a Better Call Saul.
I don't want to spoil anything, so I'm not going to ask to see what you know. And
you
don't
can
know.
Guess. Is somebody in jail or do you know about a... I mean,
yeah,
I don't,
what's the,
I don't know
what's
any
the finale?
Shit.
You think you saw all of it? What's the what happened to Saul at the very end?
I don't remember because...
He said,
point,
I'll be back for sure. It'd be boring if I was left here.
he was always going to go away, though. So I don't know. I don't remember how it ended.
Because like Saul is partially in the past, partially in the future. After Breaking Bad. So there's something that happens in the future after Breaking Bad. So you might be a season behind if you don't know his ultimate fate.
Is it Ronnie Dangerfield? Rodney Dangerfield.
Is it another Emmy?
yeah. Bob Odenkirk do be acting, though. Damn. Who knew? Who fucking knew? All these goddamn comedians. If you're an actor, man, you got to really look back at yourself and be like, did I waste my fucking life? Because... These people that make people laugh for a living are way better at this than we are. Yeah. And they win all the goddamn awards.
That dude that plays in Better Call Saul, like I haven't watched any of them, but me and Roderick watched Mr. Nobody. And I was like, that dude can act his ass off. Roderick was like, that's what I've been saying.
Mr. Akhenda, Mr. Nobody is, he happened to be an assassin. Surprise, surprise. Everybody is though, right? If you see John Wick, everybody is. Why wouldn't he be too? Like the real guy, Bob Odenkirk himself. And then somebody breaks into his house. I forget the real damage was done. Maybe he just looked like a pussy. And he goes, now I gotta go to war. And he starts kicking ass. But he looks like Bob Odenkirk, and they show him, you know, able to take a couple punches. It gets a little silly, but
it's from
fun.
The same people. It's from the same people that did John Wick.
Okay.
It's not as good. Like John Wick's action is.
It's top notch.
Like this is more like, oh, this is good action for Bob Odenkirk to be doing action.
Yeah. Not to be funny. I guess that's the point. For a nobody. For me to be doing it. For, you know, somebody that you don't understand is fucking has superpowers. Yeah.
Yeah. And they go out of their way to like cuck him, and for lack of a better word, like the first 30 minutes is like, this guy's the biggest bitch on earth. No one respects him, not even his family. His wife won't fuck him, blah blah blah. So of course the solution is he got to kill a bunch of people to get his mojo back.
Is this Bob Odenkirk? Is that who we're talking? Well, that's how Breaking Bad starts too. He's like, womp womp, I don't know how to take care of my family. My wife is half out the door. My son doesn't respect me. Maybe the new kid will like me. My brother-in-law is a cop who's so fucking badass, the ultimate alpha dude. And then it turns out, I am a mob boss. Fuck cancer. I didn't have cancer since the first fucking episode. And I'm getting out here for real, not fake. I'm going to shave my head now. Fuck it.
I think I only saw the first season, if that, of Breaking Bad. And I'm like, I don't need the cancer in real time. Never mind. You know, later when I would see random things, everything was in real time. We have to pick up all these, dig all these holes. I'm like, really? You're going to do it for real? Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
I really lucked out in that I didn't start watching it until right before the second half of the last season. I binged the whole thing.
I remember that.
I got caught up. The only episode I ever saw live was the finale. I loved it. So I was like, I wish I could time everything this way. You know, I get all the same amount of enjoyment. Yes. I didn't waste any of the fucking time. None of the conspiracy theories, none of the fucking going back and forth on Reddit. I don't give a fuck. You want to know what happens next week? I'll watch the next episode right now. Oh, so good.
Somebody thinks they're funny.
How my life is.
Mm-hmm. Somebody thinks they're funny right now seeing Fast and the Furious 10. They're like, gotcha. And then the movie ends and they go, thank you for seeing part one. They're like, ah, yes.
Yeah, you got me, you motherfuckers. You motherfuckers. all right. So back to this guy, though.
Yes,
all right?
Please.
Yes.
So he's on there FaceTime with his girlfriend and he's like, oh, shit, I got meth in my bag. So he reported the drugs to the manager who gave him fresh food. And he then took the pictures to the police department. Now, I feel like some codes were violated here. Okay?
Right.
Number one, honest to God, I'm not joking. If I got meth in my food at a restaurant, like a food place like this, I'm just leaving the whole bag, everything at the table, and leaving. I'm like, this is on me.
Who gave this guy drugs? All right, make him a free burger. One of you. Yeah.
It's fucking Gus Fring from Breaking Bad in the back, and now I'm dead. I'm a fucking dead man because I couldn't keep my fucking mouth shut that I got some meth in my bag, which I'm pretty sure not everyone in the fucking restaurant's in on, or maybe they are all in on it. Either way, it's a bad situation.
Well, hopefully the manager's as dumb as the brother-in-law in Breaking Bad. I mean, this is one stupid fucking cop, right? Yeah. Hopefully he can't figure out who did it.
Oh, it was done so well.
Hank had a lot of problems. Okay, he had a fucking shoplifting ass wife. He had a lot going on, man.
Right. It was a lot. Hey. It was a lot. And when he found out, what acting? Come on. Top notch. You thought you were all going to take a shit with him, weren't you? Come on.
I happen to see that too. I've seen
what?
The highlights.
How are you doing one season?
You see the highlights somehow. And and I'm like, I get it. Your heart is breaking, but it's 10 years later, you stupid fuck who's been walking around bragging about what a great detective you are. And I get they wrote it that way, but here we are to say, the fuck?
But no way, man,
because he's his brother-in-law, he steps ahead because he played the doofus so well because he actually was in the beginning of the season that this brother-in-law is just confiding in him because he thinks he's the same nobody as before.
There were clues, and he saw the clues, and he looked at the audience and went, I'm not seeing it just yet, folks.
No.
Yeah, he's an idiot. He's a dumb fucking idiot. He's not real, Ken. It's okay. He's a fucking moron, this cop.
I mean, listen, all cops are bad. We know that.
He's not good at his
except
job.
Except Chris.
Be on his side. All right.
I'm assuming there's a Chris that Keith likes somewhere out there that's a
somewhere.
Cop that's allowed to be a cop.
I just haven't met him yet. You know? There is always somebody out there for me. And then I met Kyle. You know? You don't know.
I haven't met you yet.
Someone's going to surprise Keith one day. We'll see.
Oh no, I'm surprised by something.
If Keith was the cop in Breaking Bad, it would have ended at season one, episode 8.
Because he knows everything. It out. Yeah, of course.
It is. I still get surprised like a person. Don't get me wrong.
Like what person?
Name the last time you were surprised, Keith.
Person that would be.
Come on.
Like, you ever do stand up and you're doing it and like they're already laughing? You're like, wait until the next thing, you dumb motherfuckers. So now I'm just waiting until you guys are all done. Just 1 hour ago.
Oh, shit.
I parked a car in a place where the very last time you can't park was right then. We're good to fucking next week. Henda's taking the car this weekend. I'd rather she just left it there because this is bad. This is such a good spot. But I guess if she's going to have fun, have fun. And I went, oh, hell yeah. Yes,
so
I get surprised too.
I asked Keith bring up the last time he surprised himself. He was so good.
Yeah.
Mm. So yeah. I don't know if that counts.
Also, surprise need to be by somebody else.
Yeah. Last time someone else did.
Rod and Karen, I surprise myself every day.
By the knowledge I learned. So he calls him. He took pictures and send it to the police. This is also another violation.
How you send it to the police? They can text now?
If you got crystal meth in your hearties or whatever, and you're able, you fuck up somehow and tell them you got it and give it back.
Right.
And they take it back, give you new food, in quotes. You won the lottery that day.
Yeah, because I got fresh.
Go food. Home. Don't push it.
Don't go straight home.
No. Make a bunch of rights. You know, go out of town, come back in, take a couple bridges. But what you don't do is then get the police involved.
Right.
They're going to know you the one that told.
Right. You got paid ahead of time, too, in that free food. Food isn't quotes, too, of course. It's a store.
Maybe,
because all this weird shit we're seeing online about, hey, excuse me, can you give me a dollar? Oh, yeah, here's a dollar. Why'd you give me a dollar? Well, go the fuck away. Well, anyway, I didn't expect you to give me... So he's saying, hey, here's the meth back. Now you're going to give me 18 pounds of coke. Right? And it's like, oh, we'll give you free food. I'm like, oh, I thought this was Mr. Beast. Okay. Shit.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Mr. Beast is getting people fucked up. That is true.
Yeah.
I want to see those videos. but yeah, so...
He gives 100 people who can't smell a way to digest cocaine.
What is happening?
The drugs, which weighed 4.3 grams, tested positive for meth.
Sure.
And they took a man in custody who was an employee of the food place because he was working at the drive-thru window, and apparently he was the one passing out baggies filled with meth.
Kids are so stupid that if he's the guy that did it or wasn't, they're going to be able to figure that out in 2 seconds. So I'm not worried about
that. Yeah, they got cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
This is okay. Wow. To the customer, what is your life? What is your life?
And what was your second free item? You stupid fuck. You probably just said, yeah, the same thing. Thanks. You don't want two of those, you dummy.
I have a feeling this person never talks to anybody ever, because you wanting this to be more in your life is the only reason that you would go to the cops. Now I got to be there on the fucking stand to put who away? Someone who's giving meth to people who are buying meth? I am not part of that fucking system. You will me putting people in jail for buying and selling meth. I don't give a shit. That's not what my purpose in life is. And also to involve yourself by going, hey, it's me that's pointing out meth in your restaurant.
Right.
Then going to the police. How much are you desperate to talk to people?
I didn't know how to live with myself.
That's crazy that you are not talking. You have nowhere to go. You have nowhere to be, because anyone who knows, you called 911. Now they're calling you back. Hey, how much do you want to be involved in this? Mm-hmm. Can we get a quote from you? Can we meet with you? Can you come down and see if this is the person? Can you ID people?
I
can
think
you come
real
on the
hard
stand?
For I call because of that. Like,
and he took pictures. Don't forget, he took pictures of the meth.
And they saw that.
Gave the meth back, then sent the pictures to the police.
Oh, now you didn't even go to the police with actual meth. You went with this stupid evidence of a picture. Now you have more. Now, like, should we do undercover with you? Are you that bored?
Right.
Oh, you need a hobby so fucking bad. You need a friend and you need a hobby. And that's okay. Now you know what you need. You do not need the police calling you. There are better friends. Make friends with a cat. You'll have a better time.
Kenda, would you like to give your email address?
Yeah.
They can write you.
KeithandTheGirl.com.
No, it's not KeithandTheGirl.com. No, it's not. The cops are laughing at the customer. You know what I mean? Like, the cops are like, I got to be honest, what a bitch, right, guys?
And what if that cop is fucking Walt's brother-in-law?
Right.
You're definitely on some type of list. They're going to definitely put some poison in your sugar package, because he ain't never going to catch him.
Right.
It's not like the police are going to know what to do. I'm sure they might even know. They might be being paid off. You are fucking up everyone's goddamn
system.
Fucking up
the program.
You're fucking with your neighborhood at this point. You don't know what the fuck is happening in your neighborhood that this might be keeping it afloat. I don't know, but I am not calling anybody about meth.
Oh, yeah. Wow. He a lot better than me, because if I see meth in my bag, guess what? I'm going home and making a grilled cheese sandwich. Fuck that bag and everything in it.
Also, like, meth is the second unhealthiest thing in that bag, you know? Like, just
food,
call it a day, man. You struck out.
Like, for the meth.
It's a sign from God. You're not supposed to eat it that day, man. Have a salad at home.
Oh, you got the vegetables? Sorry about that. Here's a pudding.
Yeah, what is the code word to order meth in a drive-thru anyway?
I don't know. He must have said it.
You know what it is?
Sauce, because they never give sauce.
You always hear those stories where, you know, that people do get drugs through a drive-thru. They gave it to the wrong person. I think it's when you say thank you. And that's the code, and it confuses everyone.
Have a great day, everyone. They're like, oh, it's definitely some meth. No one's having a great day up in here. All right. That's it for my bullshit.
Thank
this week.
You.
Karen, can we get the title of the first episode?
Yes, we can. KATG episode 3671, Song and Emotion.
Song and
with
Emotion.
Cal Canine.
Close.
Close in that you said a different vowel where the A vowel was. What's like an A usually?
Canine.
Boom.
Good job.
I'd be a good teacher.
Yeah. I had to process that. I was like, wait a minute.
You got three-fourths of the way there.
He just surprised himself again.
He's constantly.
Amazing.
Constantly.
Amazing.
Just he lives in awe.
every day. Every day he wakes up like, God damn, did it again.
I look in the mirror and go, we both come on.
Thank you for the assist. That's why we got you the mug.
Yeah, that's why. pronouncing names right.
Yes.
I got a grammar police mug. Can you fucking imagine? By the way, I showed this mug to a guest as they were just setting shit up, and Kenda goes to reference it and goes, ah, grammar Nazi. I'm like, Kenda, we just met this fucking guest, and it's grammar police. I'm not holding up a swastika on my mug, grammar Nazi, but the swastika is backwards or something. Yeah.
I was wondering why you gave me the eyes. I didn't buy that mug.
We got to make grammar slut a thing. Right, we got to make it a thing.
I'm a grammar whore.
We gotta get grammar positive up on this podcast.
Are you shitting on Keith? Grandma. No, he wants to do it.
It's empowering.
Grammar all inclusive.
Was Kyle an asshole?
No, but in video, I wonder if he looks he's somebody that live, I didn't know if he was having a good time. I heard the show in audio, and I hear the smiles in the words.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Does that make sense? Or maybe you didn't see it live?
I actually watched this one on YouTube.
Okay.
So I was watching him, and then, of course, I had to go back later to listen to do my notes. And so when I was watching him, I was like, I don't know. Maybe this guy didn't like the show. Maybe he's uncomfortable being on the show. Are the questions too personal? Or was he not really prepared? Keith's clearly like a fan. He's bringing up bits and jokes and all that stuff. And then, yeah, when I listened to the audio, I was like, oh, he had a great time. I don't know what that was.
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah, we were curious. We do our little debriefing. And, you know, hey, was he happy to be there? Was, you know, the alcoholism stuff, did that turn him off? You know, but when I heard it back, yeah, it seemed different in a good way.
People have described Keith a little that way, right? Where they're not sure if... You know,
that's what Kyle said too. And he said, like, and she said, like, you know, in person, though, you don't do the emoting. And I said, his stand up, he emotes. And then when you hear his podcast, it sounds like a totally different person. Maybe that's it. And then I'll tell him to now, I told Kyle, bring the fake one then in your face.
So, I did feel a glee in Keith's voice when Kyle was talking about not being an alcoholic. I don't know. It felt like it's almost like how you say you enjoy watching people be drunk now and be like, yep, don't want to do that. Look at this shit. Were you feeling that, or am I just making that up in my head?
It was funny. It was funny to me. It's funny to me that over the course of albums, I see him bringing up more and more about, quite frankly, him trying to stop or looking into it or getting help. That happened on the albums. Now he's over talking about it. He's over talking about it. Okay. So should I not even reference these old albums for other reasons? Like, there is something happening. Yeah. And it is funny that, yes, of course, Kenda, we heard when he said the GERD, gout, acid reflux. The other people could have those too. Okay, but okay.
It's also diet related. Also diet related. Right. So let's not get it to just
I did eat bologna 10 years ago.
Yeah. I didn't make any like entire albums of comedy about that, but.
Right. It'd be like, hey, Keith, on your first album, you have a track called I Love Beer, and you say how much you want it. You love it. I'm not into that anymore. Okay. Do you still promote your first album? Do you still, you know, and that's one of those things. I don't do those jokes anymore. It's like, okay, but are you proud of a fucking album? Isn't an album important? Isn't an album a book? Isn't that representative of you? And would it be fucking weird if we were 80 and I said, hey, remember when you were 30 and had this thought? It's interesting.
He didn't know he was on last week on Caller Canane.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's more like that was more like a Caller Canane and A, because y'all were going back years for his stand up.
Yes.
What was interesting too is like listening to him does like questions that you already know what the answers are kind of going to be, but also it's kind of funny to hear the answers. It felt a little bit like a throwback to back when Keith would be drinking and him just kind of ask like a question. I was like, and you know, so you had a headache all day and you had diarrhea all night. And
yeah, the sun was so bright. Like, I think the sunrise was earlier than usual.
It's like just nothing, no patterns to see here at all. All right, cool. Well, next topic. What Whitney Houston do? You know? Oh man, Hemda doesn't do sad movies, but Hemda loves crying in a movie. Loves a good cry. Like, what is it? Yes. Because stuff like 12 Years a Slave actually did happen, or like, what is about that type of sad that you're like, fuck that type of sad? I like this other sad.
You know, usually and as I was talking on the show, I'm like, this is confusing. I should have left. I shouldn't have even joined this fucking topic. Like now, because I'm like, oh, I don't like sad movies unless they're really sad. I love crying. Like, what the fuck am I talking about? So
jumped in too deep.
I think so. Yeah, I think I didn't like think it out. I was just like, right, that. No, not that. No, wait, okay, dial back. All right. How about you go? So, yes, I co-sign your confusion. And I don't like, for some reason, it feels to me like Holocaust movies are silly. And these 12 Years a Slave movie, I didn't see it, but it's not, I didn't see the main Holocaust movie. It sounds silly. It sounds too much like, okay, when I watched Titanic, I hated it. And, you know, I couldn't be very vocal about it because everyone's like, oh, this is so beautiful. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, the costumes, amazing. The recreation of the boat, incredible. Thank you for showing me that. The fucking storyline can eat my dick. Can you just show me the boat and then have me watch it fucking sink without her learning how to spit and him fucking learning and, you know, showing everybody what poor is being like? What the fuck kind of bullshit?
Is it also different? Like, is it different that your people aren't boats?
No, it's I'm trying, like, the story behind this giant tragedy doesn't have my interest. So like when you have like Schindler's List, it's like the focus is this dude and this, and really it's just, it's a horrible existence that you're not going to catch unless you're doing a documentary, and then who the fuck wants to watch that more than one documentary about it, you know? Like it's not cute, and it adds a little cute to it that I don't appreciate. Does that make sense? Even though it's rough the whole time, it's still Hollywood. It's still costumes. It's still
Schindler's List, though. Isn't the same cuteness as Titanic. There's not a car fucking scene. The zookeeper's wife doesn't necessarily have the same Titanic silliness.
And you know, I know I watched Oprah Winfrey.
Color Purple.
The Color Purple. What an incredible movie. It's still fucking Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like half those people would have just been like hit to death. You know what I mean?
I'm about to say, for me, I have not watched 12 Years a Slave, nor have I watched Schindler's List. I haven't watched neither one of those. But when it comes to certain things, like for me, The Color Purple and the Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do with It? In my household, it is a motherfucking comedy. We quote it to each other. We laugh about the lines. Like, it will go down in history as some of the best shit ever.
Yeah, that was definitely how I found out I had a dark sense of humor. The first time I watched Color Purple, it was the saddest thing I ever watched in my life. And I was watching with my mom and them, and I was just like, fuck, why do we even turn this on? This is terrible. It was just so bad. And then through the magic of something, I watched that shit a second time, already knowing the scenes, knowing some of the lines coming. And it was the goddamn funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It was the best. Even to today, me and my household, like some people, we'll look at each other, you told Harpo to beat me. And everybody busts out laughing. Or either when they was at the juke joint and she came in there and the little light-skinned girl was like going off on Oprah Winfrey. And the funniest thing ever was the dude playing the piano.
Oh, time to go.
Yes. And so every time something happened bad, you hear somebody background go, oh, time to go. And everybody busts out laughing.
And I don't
like,
know.
This shit is a goddamn comedy.
Tell me during that scene that I'm right, that I'm remembering it right. Wasn't the dorkiest honky-tonk music while everybody's getting their heads bashed in?
Yeah, it was so over the top. And I always wondered about that. Did they know? You know what I mean? Like, is that it? Because it's too, it feels too good to be an accident, like that they just lucked into this being the funniest shit that has ever happened.
Oh, it's a comedy.
But there's some type of genius to the first time you watch it, it doesn't necessarily feel like that. It's like Keith saying, you're almost questioning yourself, like, is this silly?
Right. Nah. I saw it alone when I was an adult, and I'm like, am I seeing this right?
Right.
Yes,
right.
Yes. Yes.
But then the second time, there's no fucking doubt. They know that's funny. Cause yeah. there's a dude doing an act out on the piano. Mm-hmm. There's a person that gets punched, falls down a hole of the juke jack into the water. That didn't even make fucking sense.
No, it does not. And I don't care. I absolutely love it. I have watched these a zillion times. Like, what's love got to do with it? The funniest shit ever. You ain't got to hit me but once. Mm-hmm. And then her friend just takes off and leave. I was like, yeah.
And then when he was doing that cocaine at the party and he got too high and kicked everybody out because he was paranoid. Like, that's it. Party over with. Everybody get fuck out.
Yeah,
yeah. Like,
yeah. Yeah. What he talking about? What he talking about? Don't you die. You die. You eat the cake.
I kill you. I kill you.
Eat the cake. Anime, eat the cake. Yes.
It's ridiculous.
Stupid.
But. Yeah, anyway, I never
saw those movies.
I'm picturing a Curb Your Enthusiasm where he hangs out with you guys every month. You see the movie, everybody laughs. Then he goes to, you know, some history museum. They show and he's like, I ain't gonna tell you but once. And everybody's like, what?
Yes, if you watch that, I have told you that. What kind of comedy are they watching in there?
But honestly, though, I feel like that's the secret. No one watches those movies twice.
Right.
Also, both of those movies I saw out of order because I caught them on TV and then caught the rest another time on TV. I only watched it in segments and then put it together.
You didn't sit down and watch the whole thing. Like,
I'm the same way with the Titanic. I've never seen Titanic.
I've seen
it. But I don't want to sit there and watch it because I'm like, I think I fucking saw it. I put it together. So maybe I missed like one scene or something, but I never saw it in order, but I can't anymore.
Yeah.
And also, I think for me, particularly when it came to the biggest reason, I'm going to tell you right now, the biggest reason why I didn't watch 12 Years a Slave, I love my people. But my people act like they was going to take my black card if I didn't sit there and watch this. And I said, fuck you. I don't want to watch this. So I refused.
The whole point is you don't tell me what to do.
Yes, you don't.
First of all, I watched it. Second of all, that is not how it was. Like, what was happening was that people that did watch it were walking. They were, you know, Twitter, social media. They were going walking out the theater, hopping on social media and being like, it was the hardest thing I've ever seen in my life. And it's like, I don't know. There's something in me that's like, was it though? And so I wanted to go see it. And that one song was like, it's like every other slave movie. It's the same
version of that. It's not entertaining, right?
Same concept. Yeah, and for me, it was a turnoff. I was like, I hope y'all don't think this is a selling point for me because it was.
But it wasn't a, you're not black if you don't go see this. That's all I'm saying. People weren't saying that because, one, these motherfuckers don't see shit on social media. Most of these people don't go to the movies. They just be tweeting. But then secondly, like, there would be too much of a backlash from people saying, you know, you can't tell me what to do. So
it felt like that. Like when I tell people I didn't see Schindler's List, it's weird. Then when I tell them I didn't watch 12 Years a Slave, like I get half a pass, but like, hey, you're not, like you're not an ally type of thing. Like you kind of get it a little bit. And it's like, hey, that's not how I want to be entertained.
I think that is internal. I don't think, because everyone is like that. Everyone feels the exact way you're feeling. Everyone's missed all some of these. And there's an internal pressure of like, am I a good black person? I didn't want to see that.
I didn't.
You know what I mean? Roy Wood Jr. has a great joke about this, about how like black people should only have to see one of these a year or one of these every 4 years. And then you just get a pass on the other ones. It just wasn't your turn. Yes. And that's like, that's the joke because the joke is really it's internal. We feel pressure. Like, I guess I'm not a good person if I'm not seeing this. I'm the wrong kind of Jew. I didn't see journalism.
And that's but like, how I felt.
Have I ever heard someone say that in a sentence to anyone ever?
No, but that's never. How I felt.
But it's a feeling. It's an internalized feeling, I think.
I did feel, I see what you're saying. And I think there's a lot of validity to it. It's just sometimes, maybe because I get it about all the movies I didn't see. It's like, well, this was a fucking blockbuster. How did you even miss it? You know, you should have just landed in a movie theater and saw it, like that kind of thing. So I think that, and also I'm still working out why I don't like seeing those. So I'm still like on the fence about what I said. And I think it also comes down to this. This is weird to call it this, but I don't like action movies. I don't like shoot 'em ups. I don't like killing. I don't like that. So 12 years, I know I'm going to watch people being whipped. No, thank you. Just to that. No, thank
They're
you.
Basically and horror movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Except they happened.
But hold on.
But I don't want to watch that. I don't want to watch Chainsaw Massacre. I don't want to watch whipping. Exactly. I don't want to watch you're starving yourself so much that like I have to wonder how the actor even it was a Holocaust person in this movie. What the fuck? I don't want to. It's not entertaining to me. Meanwhile, I watched half of Get Out last night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'm scared. I'm like, I don't like horror movies, but maybe this is different. And so far it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's different. It's more fun.
It is because I didn't when Get Out first came out, I looked at Roger. I'm like, oh, I'm not saying that bullshit because I don't do scary movies.
Right.
And I had to understand his directive style. And once I understood that, I was like, okay,
also,
I go see it because it's not horror.
Also,
well, so far it's a horror movie when just like a black guy goes to a super white.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the horror he's feeling for like the entire half of the. I'm like exactly at half, and it's like, here comes someone else telling him some bullshit. What a horror for him. And so I'm wondering if like, oh, is this the horror? Is this, am I in on the secret now? Because nothing like horror movie thing happened yet. They're just like being weird and under some sort of spell. So now I'm thinking, oh, is racism the horror? Okay.
Yeah, and you're right, because like as a black person, Fruitvale Station is a horror movie to me.
And I have not
like
seen
God that. Just trying to catch the train, dead.
And like, nope.
Like, oh man, Michael B. Jordan became a star when he played that guy that got killed for no reason in San Francisco. But what I was gonna say too is like what is funny about Karen, she's like, I hate horror movies, they're scary, they're this, that, other. If it's aliens.
Yes, I watched that.
Every fucking
that's
time.
Funny. That's funny.
That's
clearly a horror movie. They just call it sci-fi.
Right.
But it's just horror. It's creatures that can't be killed coming out of the dark, killing motherfuckers for no reason. Doesn't bother at all. Not it's scared. Got, no nightmares, nothing.
That's because it's got whimsy, and she can take she can take horror with some whimsy.
You know, sci-fi in there, so I think the sci-fi my brain mentally puts them in two separate categories. I don't know if it makes sense, but mentally I'm like horror, fuck that sci-fi. Ooh, and it could probably take the aliens and put them in a horror movie, and I would probably still watch it if you named it sci-fi.
Yeah, if a human being could pull a web out of his wrist, then you can have some killing in there.
Yeah.
Yes. And also, to go back on one thing, I was listening to you, Himda. Keith was right.
Thank you.
You said that you...
I love the way this all fucking unfolded.
Yeah,
I was listening to Himda very closely. Every word,
Karen
in fact.
Karen is surprising Keith with Keith surprising himself.
Oh, no. The reason I was saying...
This is the best day ever, yeah?
This is the worst.
You said that you was going... You were thinking about watching John Wick, and Keith said, don't watch it. Yes. And I listening to you, and as somebody... who loves all of the John Wicks, all of the Wicks, all four of them, you would not watch it. And you was like, I was like, why would you do that to yourself?
John Wick killed more people than Schindler's List.
Yes, he did.
Karen didn't mind. Karen didn't mind.
Took them all down.
Okay, and lastly.
One second, can we go back? I have a couple thoughts.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
Thank you. 12 Years a Slave, what I was special about that movie, I felt, tell me if everybody out there can relate, you felt like somebody in there represented you. Like Brad Pitt is exactly how I would have thought in that movie. and acted in that movie and been against slavery in that movie. So that's why I enjoyed heard about 12 Years a Slave.
His character's ridiculous.
He also happened to produce the movie as the only good white person in the movie.
He happens to also be in a woodworking scene for no reason. You know how Christopher Walken started dancing in all his movies and directors had to be like, I guess we can force it if you want that to be. I think Brad Pitt, 12 Years a Slave, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I think now he's like, I got a hammer something. Though.
Yeah. I need to be
that's
cool.
That's his thing.
Is there a way I could be like the cool white guy? You know, I've noticed y'all wrote this whole script and it's really good. I wonder if in act three for like 5 minutes, you can just make a cool ass white guy that just happens to be from the 1800s. But
I'm sorry how I feel, nail in my teeth, but yeah. I think people are people. That's all. Yeah. But I'm a simple guy who knows how to hammer and nails in the hot sun. It is hot out here.
This is why I say you can't watch these movies twice. I laugh now every time I see Brad Pitt do that part.
I laugh. I rolled my eyes then. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, in the theater, I rolled my eyes. Yeah. But I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, it's comedy. Yeah.
Now I'm like, oh, third act. Could come Brad.
The way my brain ticks, it tells
you. You ever thought these niggers are people? Like, you thought that was a fucking bar, dude. You said that shit was like, can we get a take two? I think let's get my good side on this one, guys. I'm the black guy. I'm the white guy that knows. Right. Guess what? He doesn't free the guy. He just right. says it, makes observation, and then
he
like,
gave us
eight more.
He gave us all something to think about. I bet you can find that scene online, hun. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. See, but this doesn't sound like a good movie. I'm so sorry. Remember the movie where? Okay, here we go. They wear cowboy hats and they go out into the thing and then they have sex.
Oh, the mountain thing?
Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah. Brokeback Mountain. I didn't want to see that. Not because like I'm anti-gay, because I don't buy you two as a couple. I don't care that you, what is it? You complete me or some bullshit.
I can't quit you.
I can't quit. Did I say the name of the movie right? I hope I did.
Amazing. And also, I don't want to watch two dudes camping for a whole fucking movie. What other than butt sex, what the fuck else happens? You all did not sell that movie. I'm not going to watch some sort of like cowboy movie just because there's
stoic scenes. Two stoic white dudes.
Yeah, they are.
Slowly falling into gay love is what Oscars are fucking giving out for him.
That sounds so really boring. That sounds so boring. Do I get to watch them fucking light a campfire?
Stop. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Watching people camp is not fun. Maybe you guys are misunderstanding. Like, I go camping every year, twice a year, three times a year. Watching me camp will not be fun, even if there's a sex scene.
This is why I don't ever want to go.
I don't.
I'm like, no, I can quit.
I don't think I would ever go camping.
The last thing I was going to say, though. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Keith.
No, I was just going to say, what about a movie? Yeah, it's an alien movie, but it ends with just words on the screen. The aliens were the white people.
That is a movie we like to call Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And that was.
Yes, that was so good. And it turned into a comedy. Me and Roger was rooting for the apes. And when we left the movie, the white people around us were so confused.
We went to the rich part of town with all the rich white people.
The way I see a horror movie in the black part of town.
Yeah, we had no idea. We didn't know this was going to be so good. Mm-mm. But we had suspicions it was going to be good. But we watched that movie, and it turns out the apes are the black people of the movie, but in the revolutionary way, like, they're now getting, like, they're the oppressed people that are going to inherit a planet full of fucking humans that have ruined it. And the white people when we left were like, what? So the apes won?
They were so confused.
I was like, it's called Planet of the Apes. Number one.
Planet of the Apes.
But number two, it was like they didn't like that the apes were the good guys. They wanted the apes to be the bad guys.
Right.
But like, you see how we treat animals? Of course they're the fucking good. You didn't know that from the trailer?
Of course. And for
what a great movie that'd be. They just keep shooting the monkeys in the head. They die. The end.
The fuck end. Yeah. Like, yeah, guys. Dead apes. We did it.
I love that movie so much. I remember when me and Roger was in there, and the first time Caesar spoke up and said, me and Roger was
Caesar
in there.
Caesar is on.
Yes, and Caesar was like, no, me and Roger were the only two that like omitted. We was like, this was us, and the rest of the theater.
They were like, oh, God.
Yeah, they was like,
the apes are, fighting back.
They were clutching their pearls, and Man Roger was like, go get them.
I'm like, the man has been beating the fucking apes all day.
Yes, get him, Caesar.
Finally got his ass. What movie are you watching?
Right, go get him.
Anyway.
And they were more clear who's who than Avatar. Like, you're not on the white guy's side.
Yes.
I love that this planet is the color of my skin. Like, what did that even mean? Yeah. I don't like
it. You know what I want to do? Beat some apes up for no reason for 90 minutes. Right. Nothing bad will ever come from this. Oh, man. What a great movie. It's a prison break movie. It's so good.
It's so good.
Don't sleep on Planet of the Apes, y'all. I know some of y'all
need to see it.
Slept. Oh, Backpacks Bandit School sounds like an addict bargaining, right? Isn't it the... Okay, man, no more shots. This beer. Like, that's America with guns. We're like, okay.
So you're winding it down.
All right. No more backpacks. We're like, but isn't the AR-15s and being able to get one in 24 hours, isn't that the problem? I hear what you're saying.
Plastic pants.
Yeah.
In fact, see-through pants. You're like, what?
See-through pants. So we're going to send our children to school in see-through pants. You don't think they'll give them an issue? You think that, listen, I'm trying to fix this crazy problem. No one has any idea why it's happening. I'm trying to fix it like you, buddy.
We're going to send them in bulletproof ponchos.
Yeah.
Ponchos are bulletproof. Don't you think that's the problem? No. That's not
what about
the
thing shooting the bullets? Ah, I know. It's crazy. It's baffling to me, too. What's the poll?
The poll was teachers showing their students drunk history to learn about history. Yes or no? Kyle Kinane said, hey, the teachers are showing my drunk history segments. And me and Hendra were like, that can't be good. I'm not thinking college age, but even that is fucking insane.
I understand that it's cute. And like when I watch it, I'm like, well, this is the way I want to learn history. But that's not the way I want to be educated in a room of education, you know, like it's just let me find it as a supplement or some shit.
Right.
But somehow you have to make it more interesting than some drunk guys throwing up. You as a teacher have to find a way to get that in my brain without these two guys completely destroying themselves on poison.
It starts that show starts where he goes to a bar and he talks to a couple people. They say crass things. They're just trying to be clear. We're going to get you a good drunk tonight. From the tank.
Yeah.
Like, that you don't show that in school.
What if now your teacher has to teach everything drunk? Because the kids won't pay attention.
Did you mean FDR? Fucking listen.
Yeah.
The fucking Rough Riders. Mount up! Fucking Rough Riders. It can't be no geek off the fucking street. So the Rough Riders went out there, right?
Kids are like, you know what's interesting? Johnny's getting all A's. I don't know what happened at that school.
What happened.
And the fucking in the West, you had the fucking Young Guns, right? Here's an album.
It makes the kids that are like children or alcoholics feel more comfortable, you know?
Right.
Oh no.
Hey mom, did you call me mom? I'm a teacher. Embarrassing. Anyways.
But then some of the students have to take shots in the middle of their test because they're like, I can't remember it.
And they'll look at her, the dog, teach. The teacher gives you detention, or it gives you a note to take home that says you didn't do your test. But then at the end of class, when the teacher's drunk, you get them to sign it. Then you give it to them the next day.
I love this idea. Yeah, I think obviously you shouldn't be using this in school. Seems pretty straightforward. What were the poll results?
82% of our audience are drunks. They said yes. I think it's like I had the idea of what if I get a new job every week or month and do whatever I want and then report back. And I'm like, no, Jesus, that'd be so much work. And the audience was like, fuck yeah, do it. I get why you'd say yes, but you should not be teaching drunk history in schools.
You know what it is, too? If we're going to let them get shot at school, might as well let them get shots at school, you know?
Right.
Fuck it.
If you're old enough for an AR-15.
Yeah, fuck it. Why are we being our precious over these kids like we think they matter? Clearly, our society does not believe that. Let them watch drunk history.
Yeah, let them get shot at. Let them go to work early.
It's not the alcohol. It's the people.
It's the people.
Okay. So I think the kids absolutely know the difference, and there's no problem, no issue at all.
Yeah. Most of them aren't making it to drinking age anyway.
Oh, no.
Not in this country. We don't care.
I think our listeners misunderstood. Would it be fun to watch Drunk History in class as opposed to like, hey, should this be an actual lesson? Like, would you think your teacher's cool if to sure, if you're 15, but would you think it was cool if they showed it to your 13-year-old kid when, you know, whatever's going on in your head, you're locking up the booze in your house?
I was picturing that it was a student's, meaning it was a school in prison, and it was actually a lesson about why you should stop drinking.
This is also what happens when you pay teachers $26,000 a year. Right. Yeah, fuck it. I'm bringing Drunk History DVD set into class. I'm not doing shit.
You don't pay me enough.
Hit play.
You don't pay me enough, and the booze is expensive.
Yeah. I got a question. Rewind it. There you go.
There you go.
I got to work on some other shit over here. I got to have two jobs. The fucking parents won't give me shit, and I might have to. Also, they gave me a gun in case somebody breaks in here, so I got to worry about that shit, too. So
talk about shots. Play.
You yeah, turn exactly. on Drunk History, you turn on your blender.
Yeah. You guys got this, right? Karen, what's the title for the next episode?
KATG episode 3672, High Five with Mike Lawrence.
Was he an asshole?
High five. Hello, guys. High five.
Oh, she's proud of the title. She's proud of the title.
It's a great title. It was.
Okay. We didn't have it, so. Very excited.
No, that's
okay,
good.
Let's move on.
That's good. Not as good as Song and Emotion from the title before, but pretty good. Pretty good.
Was Mike an asshole?
I don't live with him. No.
we love him. We got to meet him in real life. He did a show here in Charlotte a few years ago. And we actually brought him here to the studio and he recorded with us. And that was a really, really fun experience. And you could tell his mind was, because he was fidgety. Like, he just was, like, fidgety type. I was like, oh, okay. I had to get used to that.
Well, this is before the diagnosis.
Yes, this is before.
The drugs and stuff, like the medical drugs.
Mm-hmm. Well, when he would come to our studio, he used to tap a lot the table. And I figured out, I put a washcloth by him as if it just happens to be there. And during the show, he grabs it, and that's what he fidgets with. That's a little host secret from host to host.
Thank you, bro. Next time I'll bring some towels up in here.
But
We actually for some guests we clear the table because we know that like if they have anything in arm's reach, they will start pointing at it, looking at it, touching it, making noise with it, or starting a whole segment on it. Like, so they're we adjust for the guest, and you know, for him it was always a washcloth.
He is always so funny.
He is.
And I felt like I could feel your excitement about having him back on. You know, it was like almost like y'all were so excited you were almost talking over each other in the good way. Like, like, oh, I got a thing, Mike. Mike, what about my thing, though? What about my thing?
I got something to say. Can I talk to him? Like, you're that guy. I miss his podcast. I loved his podcast.
Yeah, Nerd of Mouth.
Right.
Oh, so good. And I'm friends with him on social media and stuff. So I've seen the stuff about the baby and he hasn't been podcasting. So there are all these questions and I just want to say y'all did such a great job interviewing him and asking about everything. I felt like caught up on his life. It was a little emotional sometimes for me. Like some of the stuff he was talking about, this is a great episode overall.
This is an open book. This is a guy with a great, like you know, I say things like, why? Because you rock back and forth. And I'm like, I just fucking said that. And I did not censor. And he was like, yeah. And he added to it. He fucking tags his own roast. He's like, that's not a good enough joke. Let me tell you what a good enough roast for me would be. I'm like, oh, shit. Okay. He's like, you think you're dissing me? Like, let me show you how to completely annihilate me. And I'm like, wow, this is so fucking great. This is so amazing. And managing to be that emotional self and still drop. Cause then when you get into that sensitive mode and you're talking about somebody's child and somebody's disorder and somebody's wife and like all of everything that like, if you had any level of ego and hesitation, you're about to like step in shit. And he's like, boom, I'm with you on that. Boom, I'm with you on that. And of course, like, it just gets more and more exciting. It's like, I get to say everything. Everything's a joke. I fucking love this guy. Yeah. So,
yeah. And like after the show, I reached out to him just because, like, hey, man, just heard you on KATG. So good. As always, so funny. And he was like, yeah, you know, that was some first time I talked about that stuff. And, you know, I was worried it was like too dark to be talking about. I was like, but that's your gift. You made it relatable and funny. And it was true. You know, you're talking about your father dying. You're talking about abortions, miscarriages, people changing their mind on adoptions at the last second. Like, it is some pretty dark personal stuff, but he's got the fucking gift, man. Like, even when you were asking in joke format and it was, and he would give you some seriousness, he get you back to your joke though. He doesn't leave you hanging like, well, that's a bummer.
Right. Yes. And when you make him, oh my God, I was telling Xerxes this, something like, I made Mike Lawrence on. He goes, yeah, you're funny. I'm like, no.
No, he has a disease that he can't fake it.
I earned that shit. Yeah.
Yes.
That is a good villain.
He'll be way stoic at you. Like, if you're not saying anything funny, that face is on. And I'm just like, whatever. And when it drops, when he goes, bah, and he rocks, and you know, like that, holy shit, you took my physical self in the back. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so funny. Oh my God.
Yes. And he's like heard everything. He's made every joke. Like it feels good. Because you're just like, oh, I got one. Found one he didn't know. Oh.
I did want to tell him. I did want to say, hey, sorry if I talked over you. Your face doesn't really give me clues.
Yeah. Karen, is there any before I move to the poll?
No, I know you guys, they talked about the Riot Strike. I actually got a Riot Strike shirt.
That's true.
It's a blank white t-shirt.
She never. WGA, SAG, IATSE, and Teamsters.
Oh, it's the Beatles and shirt. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I had to go look up some of these. I was like, what is that one again? So basically, it's the Writers Guild, the Directors Guild, the... what you call it, the Theater Guild and the Truck Guild.
Truck. Okay.
Yeah, I'm like the truck drivers. They got a guild, which I didn't know.
I didn't even know that shit.
I didn't know they wrote shit.
Wrote directions.
Yeah, right. I had to go look that up. I was like, I got all these letters. I'm putting this shirt on. I need to know what this means.
Craft Services ain't showing up by itself.
Right. Somebody gonna point at me and I'm be like, what does that mean? I need to know. So I
thank you, Karen. You know what? That is a responsible t-shirt owner. I swear to God, it is so bananas to me that people just wear symbols sometimes. I told you this before. My mother just wore, not that she would know this one. This one's a little different. She wore a big giant marijuana. It took up the whole, it was a marijuana leaf with some other design, but the big thing, marijuana. I'm like, you're walking around with a marijuana leaf. Oh, I just thought it was pretty. That I, you know, I get, but like.
That when, we when get, but that she walked around with that Brazzers hat. That was a little. Much.
I do wonder every time I see
a bang bro hat. Apparently.
Every time I see porn where they have their own clothes, I'm like, who the fuck wears it?
Right, in public, who wears that?
Like, y'all have to be the only people buying that, right? There's no. Well, you've never seen Brazzers in the wild.
Brazzers is. I'm just making fun that picturing somebody wearing shit they don't know. It you see that word and you're like, people are fucking.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. It's like a porn company, but they do have their own clothes. They wear them in their videos and nowhere else. I've never, ever,
never seen them in a while.
Never seen any of these porn clothing places anywhere else.
Guys, I think you're mispronouncing it. It's brassiere.
Brassiere.
Oh, it's bras that they have on.
Oh, okay. All right. what was the poll?
Have you been diagnosed with autism? Ready for this? Ready for this answer? It's the same on Reddit. Nobody in our audience has been diagnosed with autism. That's interesting. Nobody got tested for it, Karen. These people don't know what to click on. Their brains are all, you know, fine.
They couldn't emotionally relate to the question.
Yeah.
So they picked the wrong answer. Yeah, I see.
It's interesting.
I also like to think that the way autism is described, being that it's different for different people sometimes too. Like some of the stuff Mike's describing, I'm like, fuck, am I autistic? I do hate when people complain about the goddamn thermostat. Like, go fucking change it. Right. I'm like, I don't even know if that's a symptom. I'm just taking Mike's word for it. And that my annoyance when people complain about the temperature, maybe it's my autism kicking in. I don't know. And I didn't go get tested.
This is what you do during a presidential debate. Be like, we have a thermostat here. You can see it's 74 degrees. You want to get it down to 70 faster than your opponent. If we end up cold, there's a problem.
We would have had no president last
year. You can punch it once.
Yeah. One dude can't do it. The other dude's never done it in his life, you know?
They're going to be like me, not know how to change that bitch. Roger be like, oh, yeah, easy.
That is true. We have a fucking app for the thermostat. And Karen, until I went to New York, Karen didn't know how to change it. She figured it out when I was no longer here, and it got down to like 13 degrees one day.
I was like, the fuck is this?
I came back home. She wasn't frozen to death. So I don't know. What's the title of the next episode, Karen?
See, ladies, you know, I let my man do his manly things, like the thermostat.
I allow it.
I was like, the fuck I'm going to try to figure that out for? This is what the temperature. Yeah.
You take it that away from him, you might as well be cutting off his balls. It's cold, shriveling, freezing balls.
Starting to think these gender role things don't make any sense.
You know what? True. I agree. Hey, ATG, episode 3673, Rodham Status with Rojo Perez.
Well, you got the name right, the first one.
Okay.
I don't even know how to pronounce that first word, but I do know the second syllable. So try one more time.
Oh, I wasn't talking about the title of the episode.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No. I meant Rojo's name.
Rojo's.
I mean, you normally struggle with the names. The words, you know, that's pretty on point.
Okay. Rojo Perez, Cal Ocasio, and Robin. Skyle.
That's fair.
Skyle look like SC Hall.
It does. Skyle. Look like that. Love it. She should call herself that. I'm voting. Can we vote for that?
SC Hall.
It's just funny you listen.
My brain computer.
She doesn't just listen. She knows we have to do this every week.
Love it.
And by the way, would we be better off or not if we had more teachers like Hemda? S-C-H-A-L-L, Skyle. You know what? I can see that. A plus.
Yep. Listen, people have been calling me Chemda, Kemda, Kamida. So yeah, I could see Skyle.
English is hard.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go. You have it. We say Shawl, but apparently you're close with Skyle. And yeah.
I like it. What does Rhodium Status mean?
During that episode, it was... Do you know Hemda?
No. I forget what the reference was, but I know that...
She gave it to me anyway. And that was sweet, wasn't it?
Yeah.
She wrote, "Happy Anniversary." It's your fucking title. Okay, good. Enjoy. I looked up, because we talked about Nancy Cartwright receiving, what was her status? She received Patreon Excalibur with honors for donating $21 million. Before that, she was like Emerald Status for donating over $10 million. And I'm like, this is something I say in the chat room. I'm like, you got yourself Emerald, Gold, and Diamond Status. So I Googled, what is the greatest medal going today? And after three searches, it was concluded it's rhodium.
And this is why you listened to last week, everybody. A little behind the scenes there. Was he an asshole? And I guess, was the old clip people an asshole? I don't know about that. That was a little new one on me.
Rojo was not an asshole. And looking back at Robin and Kyle, they were both not assholes.
Okay. All right.
But it was little segment. And me and Kyle got along right away.
Were you proud of yourself? Have you gone back and listened to that?
Not for the longest time. Not in the longest time. And I'm like, look at us.
It's a meet cute.
Yeah.
It's like if it was a rom-com, that'd be a scene that they don't even have to write. They'd be like, all the words are there already. It's perfect. Right.
Yeah.
And then when he's, you know, trying to eat Shake Shack and she's leaving because they're breaking up, and then like a listener's looking and they got to tell somebody, like, that'll be the third act. Like, right. That'll be like the end of the second act, beginning of the third.
And then
like,
to be continued.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to break up. It's looking bad for Keith.
You never know. Wait for second season.
Yeah. Good old asexual Rojo Perez. Always good to hear from his not having sex at all self. what was going on with him? This audio, because I felt like Keith was there really a plan for him to leave and come back, or were you saying it hint him to leave and come back?
Yeah, because like if you don't hear a voice, this is why.
it was both. I texted it, nothing was changing, so then I flat out said it, and then she did something that wasn't leave and come back, and so I said it again.
Okay. He was like, because we all know Hemda's going to leave and come back, right?
That's anyway, how Rojo. Hemda knew. Hemda was like, oh, we all know. That? I know that. Oh, okay. I know something. Okay.
Now, this was recorded not that long ago. I don't want to give away how much time, but any opinions changed since yesterday? Or
me and Kyle broke up.
Oh, fuck. Justin, you were right. I should have returned those DMs. You were right, buddy.
By the way, let me tell you how fun the chat was. KeithandTheGirl.com/chat. We go every Wednesday. Love yous. Love yous.
It was good.
It was so fun.
I was nervous because, like, last week, like on Wednesday, that was like the day you did the last episode of the week. So I was like, I wonder what happened in chat. Are we going to do last week and then it's going to be like slit and wrist? And then it was like, everything seemed fine, so fine. I forgot to ask.
Yeah.
Then this week, it was great. So it sounds like everything's going great in the chat.
Why didn't make it yesterday? Fill us in. It was your anniversary.
Oh, we talked about Saudi and we talked about Justin and it was fun. And people got things off their chest and it felt very good.
Were they there?
No.
Huh. Interesting.
But they could have at any time, and
yeah,
we weren't shy. But yeah,
yeah, you think you want to be there almost?
Oh well, but I dug it.
Okay, well, I'm glad you had a good time. Yeah. The guy sucking on toes should be subject to Keith's Law. Think that's it for him.
And we actually had a fan of the show that wrote in about that. Remember on Saturday?
Because they wanted us to cover it. Right?
No, remember they said that one of their
you tell it.
We had a fan that wrote in to give us an update. What happened is their friend is a co-worker of the dude who got his toes sucked.
Oh.
And so they wrote in to kind of fill us in about what actually happened. They said they had video of this dude actually going in his room several times.
Shit.
And the last time was the one that actually he woke up and he caught him. And she was saying how his coworkers are like, they inside the group, they joke at him, you know what I mean, about the situation and things like that. And they said that this dude has, like you said, he had been arrested before and stuff like that. And they had been monitoring him. And I was like, well, then how did he get this job to be over something where he could have keys to go into somebody's room?
Nobody checks that stuff. Who has the time? Where do you check? Better Business Bureau never fucking saved a fucking thing. Who gives a shit? Oh, I was on To Catch a Predator. Okay, who's gonna know? I went to Harvard. How about that? Okay, like that. Who are you gonna call? Johnny Harvard? The end. You're hired.
Honestly, like, if it's just sucking toes, I feel like you can write that one off as just like a my bad, you know?
But now you don't know if it's the sixth time you're in my room.
Yeah. Oh no. I mean, if you're the hotel,
right?
And this guy's like suing you or whatever. He's like, he was sucking toes. You're like, all right, shit. You got off easy. We got off easy.
Right.
What kind of check, dude? Does this need to be?
Man, just write me a check.
Yeah. What you need? A couple thousand? Like, well, I'm sorry. You know, no one saw that one coming.
We can give you a free meal. We can give you a free meal at Carl's Jr. But
yeah, it wasn't meth at least. Also, you're right. His face. Look like he sucked toes.
He did that.
He's got a toe sucking face.
It even like leans, like a foot leans, like how a foot isn't. A foot has a slight.
It's not even.
Yeah. Yes. Like his like that looks like he sucks on the right foot the most, and that's why his mouth. That's sad. But yep, he fucked up out here trying to get in these toes. The other thing too is I have to feel bad for the dude who got his toes sucked, because the toxic masculinity, you wouldn't even want to report it. You got to go through that struggle first.
The first time that somebody's reporting, it's the dude, first time he sucked toes.
I'm gonna be dude guy's toes sucked. They're gonna be laughing at me behind my back in the group chat at work.
Right, and they are.
I fucking told everybody.
And Karen said, like, you know, they give them ribbing and whatnot. I guarantee they do. Of course they do. And you go to the beach with your friends and, you know, you take off your sandals and like, don't suck my toes. It's like, I'm not the guy that sucked toes. I had my toes sucked. Well, just don't suck mine. I never would.
Right. You got all that. I would have fucking hit him upside the head with a TV. You got those guys.
Yeah, and you would have saved 9/11. I'm just saying, could I enjoy the beach?
Right. It was 3 a.m., man. I didn't know my toes were getting sucked, dude.
Right, I was asleep.
What the fuck? No one's prepared for that.
Nobody. Now that guy has to suck the friend's toe just so the friend shuts up and realize when you're asleep, you're vulnerable.
Yeah.
And then it makes the news. And then... Then there's a fight over, well, trauma happened to him. And he's like, no, it's my friend telling me he got the beach.
Right.
Now next thing you know, you're in a padded room.
They're inventing words for you for your mental illness now. Oh, he's a homosexual. can't stay off these feet. Like, it's too much. I also do kind of agree with you when you said kind of surprised Newsy hasn't ended up in something like this.
Thank you. I thought Hemda came to Newsy's defense so much that I had to defend. I somehow called Newsy a pervert or something.
Right.
I can easily see Newsy going into a room, not even saying he got the number wrong. By the way, we know how he doesn't write things in his calendar. So maybe he got the number wrong, made his own card, opens the door, starts sucking on somebody's feet. It's not the guy. I could see that happening. It's not shitting on Newsy. It's saying the hotel business is crazy.
You got people being like, don't mind my roommate, but also he may kill us. Yeah. You know, like, it's a lot of moving parts going on in these stories.
What if you're talking to the wrong roommate?
Right.
In the first place.
You don't know this guy from Adam.
Yeah, you fucked the guy, and then 2 feet over, the roommate was sleeping on the couch.
Right. You fall asleep next to someone's AR-15 and the deer they shot, and you wake up and they're sucking on your toes. You don't know what the fuck. How these people get down?
I just felt for Newsy for a moment. If you were going to compare things that happened to me, it's not my favorite story of comparison. Okay. That's all.
How was your anniversary, Keith?
I fucking blasted it out, bro. Very good. I did a very good job. Sometimes you just get lucky. You both finish at the same time. That worked out. That's a blessing. Aces. I did aces, and then boom, right into the chat room.
Good for y'all.
It was beautiful. It was good a beautiful for day
just
for everybody.
After just post-coitus glow. Yeah. All
did
over,
she join
all
the chat
over.
Room, or were you just like, this is my afterglow?
She was gone by then, but as I was talking to her on the phone, the chat yelled out the happy anniversary. And so that's like a card for me.
Good, man. I'm glad you enjoyed it. How about Kyle? Did she enjoy it?
No. She thought I pounded too hard in the second act. Yeah.
Ooh, second act. Someone's humble bragging.
Ooh, a little frisky.
Bye-bye-boom. I'm a little late to the chat room tonight, if you know what I'm saying, everybody.
I did say in the chat room, I'm like, sorry, real quick, guys. Who got laid? Who here just got laid? Just looking around, but I'm pointing to me.
Oh, already on the second hand of poker. what was the poll?
The poll was, how good did Keith get laid? The poll was, do you own an AR-15? We're talking about a 15-year-old bringing an AR-15 to school. And guess what? No one has one of those either. Okay.
No one's autistic. No one has fucking AR-15s.
We actually do have a pretty perfect world in Keith and the Girl.
What a week. I'm surprised no one lied and said they had an AR-15 just because they're scared everybody else got an AR-15. You know?
Ain't that normally how it goes?
I would have said yes, right? If you ask me, yes. I have all the guns. Please leave me alone.
You think there'd be one yes because somebody would be like, well, I'm getting one today if I'm going to be the only guy.
Yeah. I'm about to run KTG week next year. Actually, you can say that. Chewin' A, Cotton Eye Chew.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Okay, so does Newsy have gonorrhea or not? Did I miss the explanation? I know what Cotton Eye Joe means now, but why did it come up? I mean, maybe I'm misunderstood.
I think he has it. He had it. He did have it. I think that's what he was referring to. He does happen to now have pills just in case you find yourself in a bad situation. That's what I understand.
He had to check because somebody he had sex with before called him and said he had it. So he went to go check. Before he even got the diagnosis, they were like, here's this for next time also.
That is some good medicine now.
Yeah.
Himda went off in this episode on a Reddit poster. I won't say who the Reddit poster is. Very clever. I couldn't even possibly begin to decipher the cleverness. Like, we think people scamming old people over the phone are clever. This Reddit poster, who the fuck could this be?
Einstein. It
could be Peter Parker.
It's got to be fucking Sherlock Holmes.
It could be. It could be Moriarty. Okay. All I know is this. Him to let the chopper spray and sprayed for a good like 10 minutes.
Yeah. Like, they was trying to move on.
She was
like, nope, I got something else to say.
News was trying to get like, well, what about? And it was like, nah, dog, I'm not done. Now let's go through the whole list of everybody that's ever fucked with me. And there's actually people I'm leaving off because I'm still trying to be nice. But the people you name, fuck them. And for these reasons.
And if you're going to add yourself in this list trying to be dramatic, then fuck you too. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Bad people always bring up shit like that. Like, and you don't know who's next. It's like, the next motherfucker act like one of these people.
Right.
That's who's next.
It is.
You decide. Actually, it's interesting
that this person made a list of names. Then ended the list with Sadia. And we're not supposed to know that Sadia wrote this list, even though she's the only one that knows how to spell her name.
See, that's the cleverness that I'm talking about. I don't know who it is.
Right.
Okay. Even when that person replied to themselves and then gave themselves the same mental health diagnosis of Sadia, I was like, God damn, you're good. Okay.
You're clever.
You got me.
The chat, by the way, last night appreciated you so much, Henda, that it's almost offensive to me. Keith, are you okay? Sadia, this, you know, we're talking all about it. And then they go, and Henda, when Henda went off, like you know, it's like, yeah, it's one thing when Keith complains, but and they see obviously Henda's trying to keep it in. But now you're sending us super sharp knife things acting like we're trying to have you killed. Kind of just like, all right, now we got a fucking problem. People are like, oh, you don't want that side of her. You know what? She got it. She deserved it, and she got it.
That is true. I do love me. I think I liked it because him. You could feel him holding it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you could actually see it.
So you like, you know, it's honestly like why people like TV shows like Breaking Bad, because it's really that the guy holds it in for 9 episodes, and they get the Emmy on the 10th episode every year. Is when they finally are like, fuck, I'm evil, I'm a monster, I don't give a fuck. Fuck all this bullshit. And you're like, oh, that's why this, now I love this show. I was wondering why I was watching in real time him get cancer. Because the 10th episode, he finally cusses everyone out. And you're like, this is what it's about. And that's why you got to have premium. That's why you got to get behind the KATG paywall. Because I feel like him, the Newsy knows how to bring it out. And you just get that 10, 15 minutes of pure... It's, best rank gold,
and it's nothing like it. It's a special realm because Himda rarely gets like angry like that.
Yeah,
and so when she does, you're like, oh, you meant that, you know, like it was no pretend. It was like, oh, no whole bar.
And she kept going back like it was like a lawyer laying out a case. You know, it's like, all right, so we can move on. It's like, no, Your Honor,
no. I dropped a file on the floor. Listen to this shit.
And this motherfucker, that's who you want to bring up? For real?
Let's talk about him. Okay.
So we just saying anything. You're like, oh, so good.
Did you just bring up a guy that used suicide as a trick? Is that who you're comparing yourself to so I feel bad? I loved it.
I've been trying to be nice.
Yeah.
Jesus, let me be nice to you.
I'm going to start doing that. First time like something like really upsets me, I'm going to let it go. Knowing that it's life and it'll come back again. Then when it comes back, I go, that does it. And I bring out my folder. This motherfucker.
That's what it is.
People be like, oh, Keith finally gave it to him. Yeah.
Then you'll get the chat room love. You gotta get credit for the first one by being like, something happened today, everybody. I just want to let you know I'm letting it go.
Right.
Letting it go. This is the free time.
This is the free bit. If we have not got the
trust me, we will be back. This motherfucker goes too far.
But then it's me, so it's 5 minutes later. All right, now it's pushed.
Well, you done did it. I thought about it 2 more minutes and you done fucked up now.
I done held on to this hot scolding tea long enough. And it's just something about men get angry too, but it's something about women, particularly, you know, because for women, we're taught to be nice and cute and all this, that type of stuff. And like our show, Roger gets angry too. And Roger, I don't want to say he emotes more, but it's one of those things where it's same with me. If I get really, really angry about something, a lot of people are like, well, I like the way Karen, when I was like, I actually don't like to get angry.
Karen goes off on a lot of stuff. She just don't count it. So
no, I don't.
I feel like you'll just be like, you're a very passionate person. So even when it's just, I think it's hard for people to listen to us when you're being passionate about something and they don't know I speak Karen. So I'm like, that's just her. She's just passionate. She's not angry. She's not mad.
I'm just loud.
And then when they finally hear you be mad for real, then it's like, oh, God damn. Like whenever I'm like, I don't argue with my wife for the audience. It's not fun to me. Why would I want to put her in that state? And then when they hear her mad about something, they're like, I get it now. And I feel like, you know, we got some of that from him. We're like, oh, yeah.
I get it now. Because it's one of those things.
I thought her fucking with Christian Finnegan was... No, this is different.
This is a different thing. Because I tell people, I say, for me, I try my best. Put it like this. I'm the type of person, if something hits me, I will let the anger flash and my voice will raise. But it doesn't mean I'm mad. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm really mad about something and Roger can see me like this, I tell people, I say, everybody has that ugly side of them. And when I get really ugly, I get very dogmatic about it. Like almost like, cause I got mad one time. Roger had to tell me, calm down. It's okay. He had to rope me in because I'm like, no. What we not gonna do is this.
I don't even know what time she's talking about. I've never said the words calm down in my life. Not once.
Put like this. He, okay.
But I'm gonna let it go. But if she,
and I've definitely never said that while she was raising her voice. I'm alive, everybody. I'm still here.
Put like this. My interpretation of what he said calm down, put it like that. Okay, yeah. like when he was talking to me, I was like, okay, I need to calm down. Like that time I had calling AT&T because I internet was fucking up and I had to keep calling them, and Roger set me down. Roger was like, hey Karen, because this is when we had first started, we owned the company, we like Blackout Who Tips. He was like, hey Karen. He was like, I know you want to call. He was like, but when you, because I'm really nice on the phone. So he was like, whenever you get off the phone, he was like, nothing's actually resolved. He was like, you own the business too. He was like,
oh, this is the opposite of me saying calm down. Yeah. I was definitely like, turn up. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, because so he kind of, so he's like, he almost gave me free range. Like he don't realize he gave me free range. So when he gave me free range, I called on people 5 times. And every time I called, not only was it an escalation, I called one time, I called a second time. I was like, you know what? This is my second time calling. This is who I talked to. This is what time I talked to them. This is what day I talked to them. If you can't answer my questions, get me somebody that can answer my questions. And so they sent me around person to person. And I think what made me mad was they like to transfer you around. And every time you transfer you around, you got to retell the whole story. And every time I retell the whole story, I got mad over and over and over and over again. And then I get off the phone and I had to call back the next day. So about the 5th time, the person was like, I knew the routine because you know how to read the script. Mm-hmm. So I knew the routine. I was like, oh, okay, it's a script. I got you. I got on the phone that last time. The person was talking. And I was like, you can't do nothing for me. Then they wanted to go through the script. I said, no, we're not doing your script. Get somebody on the phone that can answer my question. I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to somebody that can get something done. And so they got the person on the phone. They was like, it'll take a while. I was so hot. Do you know I stayed on the phone 45 minutes waiting on this manager? That's how hot I was.
She sounded more and more like Felicia Rashad, right?
Mm-hmm. She's still
45 minutes.
Well, no. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. It was him to going off on somebody. Now we're talking, we got to go through the whole story about the time we called AT&T. Like, yes. She reliving it right now.
I really am. And so give me a few seconds. It'll be over in a minute. I know this is not why y'all came to last.
I don't know. Y'all feel like you can go 45 minutes because you're still that mad about it. You like, I got 45 minutes to hold. Sweet. I'll say that shit again.
I mean, Keith had to take a break. I mean,
word for word.
I had to go get water. Is a lot was happening.
I'm out of water almost. I got a big thing.
Can I tell you, I didn't think I sounded like out of control mad. I didn't feel out of control. Mm. I felt very clear. And very precise and very right on. And I guess I understand why I sounded like I came off mad, but like I didn't feel that, like I felt good. I felt like, hey, listen, this is what you're doing is just not up my alley. And here's why. And I didn't know I had all of that in me, but it was
raining and pouring.
I don't think you sounded mad or out of control. It sounded resolute.
You had thought of
and by resolute you had thought about it, and even when someone tried to change the topic you were like, no, because I've been thinking about it, I want to get my complete thought out, then we can carry on with the rest of the shit.
I have been thinking about it, you know. Fucking reflect all the goddamn time. But my whole thing is, like, there are people who are like, oh, we're celebrating our 50 year anniversary. Yeah, but I didn't like you guys in the first year, and all you're celebrating is that, like, you hit each other for 50 years and you managed to sit through that. I'm not proud of you. That is not, like, you know, I not for that. I don't have to be proud of you for enduring. So I'm proud of myself for removing myself, or for being okay from somebody else removing me from their life, for somebody breaking up with you, for you breaking up with other people. Everyone has to get on board and be okay with it. Just like you're okay with people's marriages, with their divorces, you have to be okay with their friendships and family being distant, falling apart, that has to happen. We have to stop congratulating people for enduring garbage as like a celebration. Enough.
And weaponizing the fact that they won't against them, you know?
Right.
Like, so I drew a boundary and now I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, fuck
or someone else. You don't know that my heart was broken. You have no idea. I did not tell you the details of absolutely everything, but just the fact that you chose certain names like Hennessy lets me know that you didn't do any good math.
Right. You don't bring that up. Keith broke his own couch so a freeloader would leave. Is he going to break your couch next? News at 11. Fucking weirdo.
News at 11.
Keith, have you used your crock pot yet?
I'm making a soup and sandwich combo this weekend. So
it takes a while.
Because I have my hot pot just came in. It happens to be the same brand as the sandwich maker.
Is it on your schedule?
Something gourmet. It's very exciting. Is on my schedule. Well, it's going to, you know, determine how I feel at that moment.
Yes.
Do you have one of them all-in-one crock pot? So you just got a traditional crock pot.
It's $15, so I'm going to guess it's all-in-one.
$15 sounds traditional to me.
All right. Because
sounds like a throwback, if you know what
I'm
saying.
Sounds like I put all in it and wait. That's what it sounds like. Sounds like all-in-one to me. It doesn't sound like there's going to be multiple steps.
I do love a good crock pot, and summer soup be hitting too.
Mm-hmm. You know, of course.
You know, like me a good summer soup, dog.
Yeah.
You can also do a gazpacho where you cook the soup and then put it in the fridge if you're so worried about temperature.
That's just salsa. Come on.
Soup confuses me. I don't know why. My brain soup and cold just don't go hand in hand.
It is kind of saucy.
You dip your bread in that soup and then you call it soup because it's in a bowl, I guess, and you can have more of it. I don't know.
I think they call it soup because you cook it, then you chill it. So to me, I'm like, you cooked it. That's the time to pour a bowl, buddy.
Yeah.
You kind of fucked this one back up.
It's confusing me.
What you're doing now is not warming up your leftovers.
Right. I even asked them now, is it hot or cold? And they look at me like I'm confused. Like, no, bitch, I don't want to be confused. Is it hot or cold? Answer the question.
Somebody gave me pudding the other day. I'm like, oh, soup. Pistachio soup.
Thick soup, apparently.
Every time I've had gazpacho, and I don't know if anyone else feels this, every single time I thought, I bet this was hitting when it was warm.
Right.
That's all I've ever thought. I've never had to be like, this is some good cold soup. I've always been like, fuck, man, if you microwave this for like 3 minutes, boy, y'all would sell this shit out.
Can you heat this up? And they go, sir, I don't embarrass me. I know. I promise you, yeah. I know. Can you heat this up?
Throw it in the microwave. I don't care. Just
microwave
it
for me. I know. You don't have a microwave. You're fucking crazy.
Right.
Whenever I eat gazpacho, I'm like, I'll pay extra for chips, please. Like, how much could they possibly cost?
This guac has tomatoes and this is some good guac. Yeah, I'm with you though. But good luck, man. Keep us updated on your crock pot adventures. I know we got the air fryer, sandwich maker.
Well, I don't drink Bloody Marys anymore. It's only gazpacho. So now that she's shitting on it, you know.
Before Keith starts shitting on us a year from now when he finally uses his crock pot or his sandwich maker, let me just explain.
She took a long time to shit on Sadia. I happen to think I might one day like a sandwich maker, and she comes fast and hot. It's interesting.
You say that now, Keith, but him just saving you time when that sandwich maker is on that list on Reddit of people y'all don't fuck with no more.
What about...
The list got a little longer.
You'll be thankful to him that took the time.
Are you also going to get rid of Lucas and Hennessy and Crockpot and Sadia? Who's next? Is it you?
I like the Keith thinks I'm coming after him for a sandwich machine like 5 seconds into his buying a sandwich. He had one for years. How many times did you use it?
I didn't take it out. Because
how many times did you use it? How many times did
there was negative energy in that house. There, I said it.
Oh.
I ain't bringing out something so fucking beautiful
until
as a sandwich
until you left with
maker.
Your fucking sandwich maker.
Maybe the sandwich maker was bad vibes.
Maybe you said you ever see Friday the 13th? You see Friday the 13th, the series?
Yeah.
Where things were always possessed. I bet there's something with the sandwich maker.
Yeah.
How would you know? You didn't even plug it.
No, you don't get because you're coming.
That's what we need. We need a series of movies based off of possessed like items like that. But instead of it being horror movies, they're genre movies. So like one of them makes you get a divorce. You know, one of them you lose your job. One of them's like a rom-com. It's like, man, you plugged in that toaster. It worked out. I have the
sandwich like somebody's head into the sandwich maker, and then it makes the perfect sandwich where I literally throw in raw ingredients and it comes out fucking steak.
It's possessed. You just have to like fuck one person up.
Right.
It's the perfect sandwich maker.
Well, I want to put in a potato and take out one French fry. Well, you have to put somebody's hand in it first. Okay.
Oh no.
You read the instructions and you're just like, I don't believe that part, right? Put a hand in first for 3 minutes. That doesn't make sense.
Remember he said like, hey, I'm blaming you guys because you didn't say the air fryer was so easy. I would have plugged.
He could have told me about air fryer sleeves.
Don't stop this. Listen, a crock pot is very easy.
Okay. I got some stuff, Key. All right.
Thank you.
I know about the crock
pot. Okay. Thank you.
You're going to want to get a crock pot liner.
I have air fryer liners. Could I tape them on the sides of it?
No. Mm-mm. You're going to want to get a crock pot liner, like I said.
Mm-mm. It's specifically
designed for the crock
pot. Don't
use a plastic
bag. Oh, Karen, he's being
serious? From store. I'm being serious.
Being serious.
No.
Yes.
No.
It will save you so much time.
Save you so much time
don't
to clean up.
Scrubbing that thing.
You. Oh, my God. It's the best part.
Wait,
of crock
pot. When did you guys buy a crock pot?
This is how we communicate.
15 years
Thank
ago?
You.
Yeah, we've had a crock pot for
I've had a crock pot since... I was broke.
Right. There's no, you guys, 15 years ago, I think you had to clean your pots. He might have bought one where you just rinse it and it just goes away. I cannot.
I'm just telling you right now.
Rubbing. Anybody.
Even with my, I got a new crock pot not too long ago, like last year from Target.
Oh, okay.
It was on sale.
I think you should throw it out and buy one that you don't have to clean. They roll off. You don't have to clean pots anymore.
No, the liner is even cleaner than roll off. First of all, never believe these motherfuckers that tell you I have to clean. That's a lie.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything's oil.
I have a slow cooker.
Everything's oil. Oil's hard.
That's why you don't buy Ninja knives. Okay. Because they say they'll cut anything. They say they're quiet, but then you get them and you're like, I got to fucking clean these things. I got to sharpen them all the goddamn time. You never have to do that with loud as fuck, always dull knives because you can't sharpen them. It's going to be dull.
You can't sharpen her and it's not going to get dirty because it can't cut through nothing.
Can't cut nothing. Yep. Cleanest knives you ever have. You don't even have to. Those are the ones you have to worry. The ones you can't use. But the things you use get dirty in the kitchen. Don't believe they tell you that air fryer. So you sell your commercial. It's so easy to clean and shit. And you're like, you're gonna have to get a fucking brush unless you want to have like plankton living in your fucking air fryer. You're gonna need a dishwasher or something.
It's on Amazon right now, guaranteed. Where
silicone
are you,
slow cooker divider. So I have one. Dumb crock pot. Shit. Now I could get a silicone divider, and that's how you clean it, I guess. But that'd be hard to clean.
That's some new shit. I didn't even know you could get the divider.
It's the same price as my crock pot. The cooking bag, the bag to carry the crock pot, is more expensive than both combined.
Oh, you gonna be traveling with it?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, all the time he's traveling. The trip.
Reynolds Kitchen slow cooker liners. Reynolds Kitchen slow cooker like foil.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're thinking?
It looks like it looks like clear plastic.
Yes.
Plastic. Yes.
For $3.48. Ching.
Get that shit, dog.
I am right now.
You ain't got to worry about scrubbing nothing. And when you get done, because, you know, when you make soup in it or whatever, you got to keep spooning it. You got to fucking get enough. And it takes fucking 97 spoons to get the fucking little last bit of soup out. And then you got to fucking get a towel and clean it with soap. Nah. With this one, you just take the liner like it's a trash bag. You just lift it right on out, throw it in the trash. You're done.
I love it.
You're done.
And I also
pour it in a bowl.
And the way I was raised, I would know how to pick up that bag and get every last drop out also.
Exactly. Because you come from a house where you're familiar with bags. You put them in your shoes.
Yeah. Now I can eat out of them.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, one day I'm going to eat out of a bag.
Come on!
One day a bag's gonna carry my food.
What are you gonna make?
I didn't know they were originally bread bags. I thought they were called boot bags. And then I saw Wonder Bread in the store, and I'm like, "What the fuck?"
Maybe that's why that guy was sucking on feed. So used to bread being in those bags. We made him the gag, guys. I think that's it. That's the show right there. Last week was great. I have no notes.
1 second. I don't want to miss a second. I just have to make sure I get three of these.
Okay. Yeah. Done. Boom. There you go, buddy. You enjoy that.
Fuck yeah.
Remember us when you're not cleaning up. You know
I will.
Take the time that you don't have to clean up
and
hit me and Karen in the tweet and go, thanks.
Okay. That's a deal. Yeah. All right.
Honestly, I'm being serious. I'm putting a list of things that like I cannot live without. For people, because it the zhuzhur of my milk is amazing, like all that kind of shit. Keith, I think you should put a list together also. I want to share it.
My list is cleaning, not having to clean things is number one. Mm-hmm. Number two is entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll get there.
I've been thinking about buying a hand blender for food. You know what I'm talking about? Like, it's a hand blender, not like a...
Mm-hmm.
I keep seeing it on sale on Twitter, and I just every time I go to the page, and I go, "Come on, Roger, you have enough shit."
Roger glass at me because I'm the gadget person. Because he walked in the shower, and now we have two back scrubbers, and he's like, "What the fuck?" The one I got curves, so it goes around your shoulder without you having to put all that effort in it, like the old people. I was like, "Fuck that." All because normally they straight, but this one curves, so I can hit the top of my shoulder and do the curve of my back, and I'm not all twisted up.
All right, listen.
Nice.
We always like to end with the consumer segment.
Yeah.
Guys out there looking for some crock pot liners and some
come on.
Some curvy back scrubbers, just let us know. We'll be back.
Milk.
Yeah, you need some milk. You want to zhuzh that milk up? You know where to find us. All right.
I found the best zhuzher. I'm serious. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
I believe you.
You're joking. Y'all ought to do best products of the year. That would be great. Like things y'all found over the course of the year that you like.
I am not kidding that I went through several zhuzhers and I guarantee I found the best one. And if I didn't, I'm buying the one that you recommend, but but I think I got it. I kicked my Starbucks habit because this zhuzhur is so good.
Oh, and guess snap. What?
Wow. It's Starbucks related.
Oh.
Yeah.
Put a link on Reddit.
Get my money anymore.
Mm-hmm. Put that link on Reddit.
Put
that link on Reddit.
Kendra's going to put that link on Reddit with a picture of the last coffee she made. Boom! Ha ha!
How you like it? Keep going, get out of here.
Oh, that's just, it's funny that you were looking at, I don't know if you saw the movie A Man Called Otto, But if
remind me to post my coffee tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
But when the wife sang, I'll just say this, when the wife sang, like, okay, you made your point. That's what I picture. Like, Rod's like going like, do I need this hand frother? And he says to himself, like, okay, you're fine. Calm down.
Yeah. You can
relax.
You can
live now.
You can start. You can start yourself. You saw it. You saw the price. You saw what it does. Where are you even going to plug it in, Rod? Where are you even going to plug it in? All right. Just let it go.
We get another tower full of electronics that we can plug in it.
Karen is a hoarder. All right, y'all. And an enabler. All she's doing is just making sure that her food gets made. That's
it's a win-win.
How fun is it when you get like, where am I going to put this shit in a New York apartment? And I just found like the perfect spot finally for my air fryer. It doesn't get in the way.
I can't even imagine in New York.
He just posting a picture. Just kidding. Just kidding. But oh, that reminds me. This next week we're off. It's gonna be some spring cleaning, and like I am so excited to fucking clean this place every day.
Mm-hmm.
Organize, judge things.
It does feel good.
So excited.
If it wasn't for Karen being an enabler, this place would be Spartan. You know, she's always kneecapping me.
I put like this. I'm so bad that I even got new plugs that kind of extend from the wall where they have, you know how you have your two plugs? Mm-hmm. It actually gives you six plugs and it gives you two USBs and like another plug.
The power strip.
I put it up for the bathroom so now we can plug everything up. Because I got tired of you buying shit and it'd be like a USB. I was like, bitch, I only got two plugs. This bathroom ain't got no USB. Problem solved.
Karen buys it. Yeah.
Well, anyway, thank you for the liners.
Yep, absolutely. All right, y'all, we'll be back in a couple weeks. Thanks for listening. Last week on Keith and the Girl, we out.